This hearing is from Chapter 4 of Interior Freedom, and it's titled From Law to Grace, Love as a Free Gift. Our spiritual lives are about making a transition from law to grace. Father Philippe speaks of two traps that endanger our progress, the trap of flesh and the trap of law. The parable of the prodigal son came to mind. It's the story of a loving father interacting with two sons, one struggling with the trap of flesh and one struggling with that of the law. When I contemplate this parable, I realize that my sin is more like the elder brother than the prodigal. The struggle against self-justification more than against the desires of the flesh. Since I've only got 10 minutes, I'm going to talk about what I struggle with most. In sending Jesus to become man and die for us, God proved his love and made it possible for us to be reconciled with him and be saved from the eternal punishment that we deserve. The Old Testament and our own experience demonstrate that we, like the Hebrews, are incapable of achieving righteousness or salvation on our own. In reality, we all fall short, as St. Paul teaches in Romans 3:23. Despite our modern no-fault culture that tells us we're okay, the truth is that we're all sinners, and God's justice must be satisfied. There will be a final judgment, and all unreconciled sinners will be banished. In this little book, Father Philippe explains that we need to be free from such dependence on simply trying to obey the laws, which by ourselves we're not capable of doing anyway. He warns that this dependence on obeying the law is spiritually deadly, as it can cause us to become self-righteous, and is actually a rejection of God's love, which is given without merit. Refusing a gift is an insult. On the other hand, as we trust God's grace and depend totally on his mercy, we learn to trust God's love by loving others and allowing others to love us. Even after 8 decades of trying to be good and follow all the rules, every day is a struggle, as I keep finding myself trying to do it my way. Father Philippe is right. I can't earn salvation by obeying the law. Despite being baptized in the Holy Spirit and living half my life in this wonderful community of brothers and sisters, striving to live the gospel every day, I still battle my fallen nature and innate weaknesses. It's clear to me that I need constant upbuilding and encouragement to remain in the race. That's why I try to remain faithful to the prayers, liturgy, and teachings of our church and this covenant community. Despite the knowledge that salvation is through faith, surrender, and suffering, I still keep trying to merit God's grace on my own. My journey has involved a lifetime of serving and learning more about God, but I still know in my heart that this is not enough. In the end, I simply have to put my faith in God's love and hope that he will deliver me into his eternal glory. As I ponder this challenge, and I suspect many of you have the same challenge, it really is a battle within, between trying to be good by my own effort versus overcoming the doubt of God's love being there to save me. Father Philippe teaches us that this battle can only be won by following Jesus' example of total surrender to the Father's will. We have to let go and let God have his way in everything. We can't keep any area of our lives as our own private domain. So to me, it's become very clear that God's plan will work only if we follow our Creator's design. He totally knows each of us and how we can best serve him with the gifts of our time, talent, and treasure. that he's given us. I praise God that he's allowed me the blessing and time to keep on striving to fully accept his free gift. So it's clear to me that I do need God's grace instead of my faulty dependence on my own ability to obey the laws. At times, this grace seems so fleeting. I constantly find that I'm still trying to depend on myself rather than turning to God for guidance. It's an innate bad habit or vice that Father Philippe says can only be overcome by replacing it with the good habit or virtue of loving trust and obedience to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. But often I'm just not listening. As St. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:9, I know the claim that God's grace is sufficient. Even if I still have doubts, I still have to trust and obey. We're so blessed to have been involved in the charismatic renewal and such an authentic, fruitful covenant community. In the grace of our covenant life together, we've been given the answer to our dilemma. God's recurring message of surrender to his will and his love, coming to us through one another's love and fellowship. Our covenant life together has enabled me to hear the truth and also see the truth lived out in our lives together. I can trust God because of your loving, confirming God's love in my life. Thank you all for encouraging me and affirming the meager contributions I'm able to make to our life together. My prayer is that we'll all persevere together in this journey from law through grace to love as God's free gift by growing daily and accepting ourselves, surrendering to his will, and receiving his love experienced through one another. Praise the Lord.